You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're located in the Peerless AV booth. That is booth number 3429. You should come by and see us. Right now, I am joined by Penny Sittler, the Director of Marketing at Draper Incorporated. So glad to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you, Gary.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about Draper. You were telling me that you've been there a while, so you've seen all the changes through the years. What is Draper?
Draper is a well-kept secret, and we're trying to change that. But Draper is a fifth-generation privately held company dating back to 1902. But the wonderful thing is that we're not stuck in the past. We are continuing to build on our heritage and do new and exciting things. It is so much fun to be Draper.
That's it. That sounds good. You were telling me that you started out with a five-year plan that has turned into a few years.
Yeah. Personally, I've been there for 37 years.
Wow. That's awesome. It must be a good place to work.
It is a wonderful place to work. It really is. So Draper started in actually just in window shades, and after a few years we were in projection screens, and then we began to move into some more technical, heavier working more with metal. We make things like basketball backstops, and that has led us then into mounts and structures. So we have had quite an evolution. We do the best work in projection screens. We have our tech vision surfaces that are coated in-house, and they're amazing. All have 9 different formulas that all meet special needs. And 9's probably not all of them. We have so many formulas that there's a formula to meet the need. 4 or 5 of them reject ambient light, with very specific settings for, what's our throw? And what's our viewing range? Mm-hmm. And how much ambient light? So we are equipped to meet all these projection needs. And now increasingly we have a lot of mounts and structures, custom and standardized, to meet the needs of building a wall, building a special structure, a special shape.
So. You know, I'm a former television guy. I was in live television for 17 years. And when I made the leap from broadcast engineering into higher education AV, I didn't realize so much goes into a projector or a projector screen. Being able to get that image to look the way that you want it. I just felt like, you know, I should be able to pop up a projector and set it on a table and, you know, make it show up on a wall. And it should look good. Why doesn't it look good? You could answer those questions. You know, there's this magic that goes into it. And like you said, there's a formula, you know. I had to learn all the, my high school algebra teacher would be happy to know that I regularly use the Pythagorean theorem. Never had a need for it before I started doing this, but if you're going to sit and figure out throw distances and viewing distances, you have to know that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
It's all about the...
Yeah, Miss Beckelheimer would be very happy.
Well, it's good to know that she's proud of you.
So do you have any particular announcements for Infocom 2019?
Boy, we have a lot in, especially in the mounts and structures area. So we have, a lot of people have begun to know about the smart trim that we created specifically for use with the Barco Unisee. Well, at this show, we are announcing the network interface, the mount interface for the Barco Unisee, which pairs with that smart trim, and it's all designed specifically to match to the Unisee's cross pieces, adjust with the Unisee, and just provide the easiest and best installation of that system. So we have that going on. We have been supplying mounting that goes with the Layard and Planar TVF specifically, and we have that. You can see that in our exhibit. Layard and Planar is introducing the CLI panels, and they have a big, beautiful display of the CLI panels in their booth with our structure behind them.
Very nice.
It's the frontispiece of their booth. I highly recommend stopping to see that. If you want to, we have a nice comparison of TechVision versus of a TechVision ALR versus a matte white screen in our booth. But actually, four different TechVision formulas can be seen in Canon's booth. All ALR, and actually all of them are side by side with a competitor, and I will say they're doing quite well. We have also we have a full line of portable projection screens, which are not seen in our booth, but they are seen in AV Franklin's. So that's another good place to stop. AV Franklin has announced just this morning that they are distributing Draper projection screens. So if you don't have them scheduled to come over here, I know who to talk to.
Sounds good. I like how you've managed to have a booth here, but you've got a presence throughout the show floor. So
We have a lot going on around the floor.
Yeah, very good. So,
we're in Sony's booth too.
Oh, wow, nice.
So we manufacture a card system that is designed for the Sony Crystal LED. And the challenge there was that in order to properly display that, they needed a cart that was like 9 feet wide. And they needed to be able to move it around, take it places for events and demonstrations. So when the cart is that large, you can't get it off a truck.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a dock. Uh-huh. And they need it, and you can't get it, take it around the corner in a hallway. So we created a cart system where that display, 9 feet wide, is two carts. And it comes together and aligns perfectly.
Wow. Okay.
So we have one of those in our booth, and there's one in Sony's booth that you won't know because it's pretty much embedded into their booth. So you may not even be able to see that it's a cart.
Very cool. So if I came to you and I had a particular need that you didn't have something on the shelf that you could sell me, you would customize and build for me.
All of our work has in the mounts and structures pretty much has begun as custom. It's becoming standardized products. So for example, we created the smart trim and the mount interface for the Barco Unicy. Those are not going to stay custom. You know, they scale to whatever need, but we created them as a custom product. So we have a big background in customization. And wish we could just bring everybody to our factory to see all of what we can do.
Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to get Rave TV to come there and do a live broadcast, or maybe even better yet, do one of their virtual reality shoots there so we can create a walkthrough.
Sounds very cool.
Yeah, we need to talk to Gary about that.
That'd be a fun conversation to have.
Yeah.
The other Gary.
Yeah. It gets really confusing too because
your last initial's K.
Yeah, it gets really confusing. But at least at dinner time when they say Gary come eat, you know, we'll show up.
There you go. Yes. Awesome.
So I think you've sort of answered this question, but let's pretend we're stuck on an elevator and I said, what separates you from everybody else that makes a mount? There's a bunch of people that make mounts, you know. Why do I need to buy a Draper mount? Why do I need to buy a Draper screen? Tell me, and you got 1 minute, why? Why do I need to pick Draper?
If you need something that is special, that is designed specifically to fit the product that you're displaying, that meets a special need, we are the best place to go. we will make it work. We will make it fair.
Very nice.
And we will stand with you.
That custom one-on-one touch.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that. I'm not just a customer. I'm a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with all that said, we are also bringing out at this show, speaking of announcements, we have too many.
Yeah.
We are bringing out some LCD mounts. And, of course, those don't have to be a standard. So we have LCD mounts that will meet some really good needs, extending out from the wall, or we have a good standardized freestand. And those things, we've got on hand. We can provide them quickly.
Nice.
And, you know, thanks to the Visa standard, it makes it easy.
So until we get that VR tour set up with Rave, if people wanted to find out more about Draper and all the products that you guys have, where can they go to find out?
The best place is at draperinc.com, DRAPERINC.com.
All right. And then if they happen to be fortunate enough to join us here on the showroom floor, what booth number are you?
It's over around 1400. I think it's 1432.
Gotcha. Very
but
good.
But if you get to the 1400s, just, you know, look up for the Draper sign.
Ah. Something tells me you got it mounted quite well and quite prominently.
Oh, of course.
Well, Penny, I really appreciate you joining me today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, Gary. This has been fun.
Absolutely. Well, that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other info coverage, you can visit the microsite at ravepubs.com/infocom2019. And if you are here in sunny Orlando, Florida, stop on by the Peerless booth number 3429. We'd love to see you.